segment was all about today's teens and how they digest and consume the NBA and other pro sports. Their attention spans are waning. And Mark Cuban was on the station talking about how the NBA has got to try to market to the TikTok generation. Well, we thought we would get the perspective of a teen. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our friend Dylan, the argumentative teen. Hi, Dylan.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
You getting ready for school today?
Why are you guys waking me up before noon, man? This better be good.
Well, we wanted to talk to you about how your generation watches pro sports.
That's the boring topic you've come up with. No, that sounds real interesting.
You're not a sports fan?
Hey, we have nothing to talk about, so why don't we just call up Dylan and sweat him for a little while?
Well, we thought you could offer perspective since you're just a teen.
Dude, I'm going to like graduate in a couple months, and then I'm probably going to skip whatever Ivy League school wants me to attend there. Probably just go straight into the millionaire business or something.
Okay, good plan.
But I'm going to do it in a way that's meaningful and sustainable. See? The way my generation is different from yours.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Probably like build an app that helps like poor people get money. Huh. Or maybe bring sustainability to the rainforest. I don't know. Whatever I can sell for like $1 billion to Facebook or one of those old boomer platforms you guys are into.
Well, it sounds like you've got it pretty figured out.
Hold on, douche nozzle. Hold on a second. Okay. All right. Sorry, I was trading crypto.
Okay. You needed quiet for that?
Yeah. Yeah. What's up now? What?
Well, how do you watch? First of all, are you an NBA fan?
Yeah, I like the highlights. I don't like wasting time with games and stuff like that. That's stupid.
You didn't watch the Mavericks last night?
No. I saw that shot, though.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet shot.
That's the part that mattered.
Yeah.
It's a great shot, wasn't it?
It was a great shot, wasn't it? Of course, it was a great shot, dude. Oh, don't you know anything about sports?
So infuriating.
Hey, Chubb, is my chicken ready yet?
No. I hadn't made any chicken yet this morning.
Yeah.
But, let you know.
You're such a loser, aren't you?
No. Well, I guess, yeah.
I drive a BMW M Sport. What do you drive, dude? Cruising around in your minivan going, look, kids, Daddy spotted a horsey on our road trip to Stupidville.
Yeah, that's pretty much me.
You're so weak, Chubb Stub. Yeah, give me a year and I'll buy the ticket, flip it to all NBA Top Shots. Oh, yeah, wait. Oh, y'all already do it that way, right?
You should not talk to your elders this way.
Hey, yeah. Jeb, why don't you quit being a dumbass for 20 seconds and look at what the young people have to say.
Dylan,
what have you done? You didn't buy that car, your sweet car that you're driving.
I was smarter than that. I let my dad buy it for me. I'm not going to waste my own money on it.
Guess he has a point.
See, you guys have no idea how our brains work. Our brains can like multitask and work at like warp speed, and we have attention span of like 4 seconds. You know why?
Hi.
Because we can identify quality faster than you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but you never get to enjoy the beauty of a slow burn on some topic.
Yeah, why don't you guys die already? Name one thing that your generation has ever done.
Well, our generation right now, for example, Elon Musk is pioneering space travel for civilians. That's pretty big.
I don't know, man. I just think that space is super gay.
Okay.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
The only adult I respect is my Uncle Chris. Dylan out.
Okay, there he goes. Why do we bring him on?
I don't know. He just does nothing but raise our blood pressure and tick us off. There he is, Dylan, the argumentative teen. 8:40.